Joining us now is a terrific 17-year-old flutist from Greenville, South Carolina. Please welcome Daquez Montgomery. Daquez, we're going to be playing one of the great pieces from the flute repertoire. Tell everybody what it's going to be.
The piece that we will be playing is Poem by Charles T. Griffiths.
All right. Daquez Montgomery, 17-year-old flutist from Greenville, South Carolina, studying at the South Carolina Governor's School for the Arts and Humanities there. Congratulations not only on a wonderful performance, Daquez, but congratulations on your receiving one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards.
Thank you.
That's wonderful news. And so what did you use this financial award for?
I bought a new flute.
There you go. Sounds great, too.
Yeah.
Now, Daquiz, lots of kids work hard for what they want, but you have the most unusual way of supporting your music studies.
Right now, I am filling up a pot with water to boil. Now we're going to start to brown the ground beef. After doing that, we will layer each with first starting off with the bottom of potatoes, then adding the ground beef, then a layer of cheese, then bacon bits, and then do that one more time and you'll have two layers of a Husband's Delight. My grandmother is the one who taught me how to make the Husband's Delight. And ever since then, I've loved cooking it and eating it. While I let the ground beef sit, I'm going to begin slicing the potatoes and also talk to you about how this all began. It first started out, I was in seventh grade. I had been doing strings, but it wasn't going quite well for me. So my teacher played in a faculty talent show, and she played a piece by Bercaldi, which is called Carnival of Venice. And that was the first time that I had ever heard a professional flute player, and it really just made my day. And so after the talent show, I told her that I wanted to learn how to play the flute. And she said, okay, like, yeah, really. She really didn't believe me. So, like any other young person or adolescent, I forgot all about it. But then I had a dream that Miss Richardson and myself were playing a duet in front of an orchestra. And the next day I went and told her about it. And I was like, I really have to do this, because I know this message must have come from the Lord, you know. So she said, well, once you get a flute, then we can start doing lessons. A long story. So I did actually get a good, decent working flute. And so I began taking lessons. And the private lessons were pretty costly. So I took for about a month or two. And it began to, like, get very bad, like, there are other things in our household that we needed to pay for that were more important than taking lessons. And so I understood that. And so I talked to Miss Richardson about it, and she told me that she would drop the price a little bit for me to help me out, because she understood my situation. And so that was still a pretty steep amount of money. So one day she tasted my cooking. She really didn't believe it was me. She thought it was my mother's cooking. And she told me that she was just joking, but I took it into consideration. She told me that I could cook for her to pay for my private lessons, and that came about, and I began to cook for her to pay for my private lessons. Now we've just finished cutting the potatoes, and we're about to put them in the pot to boil. Right now, I've finished boiling the potatoes, and the ground beef has finished browning, and we are layering it right now. One of the funniest things about cooking for Miss Richardson was that the name of the thing that her family really liked, or that her husband actually really liked, was A Husband Delight, and he ended up liking this, making this one of his most likable dishes out of anything he's ever tasted, I guess. Now I am layering it with mozzarella cheese and mild cheddar cheese. I think God puts people in your life for many reasons, but he knew that Miss Richardson would be the one that would do so much for me and has done so much for me. She is like my guardian angel, or not like my guardian angel, she is my guardian angel. She's always made a way where I thought there was not going to be a way possible.
She's like my second mom. I have just finished putting the cheese on top of it, and I'm gonna add the final touches by adding real bacon bits. Now we're gonna put it in the oven to bake, and it's gonna turn out very well, hopefully.
And here it is, Chris, husband's delight. Dayquise prepared it himself just for you.
Really?
Yep.
Husband's delight. I don't see the six pack in it.
Take a taste.
Not enough different kinds of meat in here for my taste. Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. I'm on this. You can just leave that right over there. That's beautiful. I was going to say stick with the flute, but I don't know. The cooking's pretty good, Dayquise. And it's wonderful that Mrs. Richardson came up with this way. And so, she's giving you great lessons. And I think she's getting the better end of the deal, I got to say. you're really good. On all fronts.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed playing with you. Really enjoyed being with you and eating your food.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dayquise. Dayquise Montgomery, 17-year-old flutist from Greenville, South Carolina.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at npr.org/podcasts. Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at fromthetop.org.